No, we're talking to you, Ron. Hello, and welcome to In the Know with Ohiniwa, highlighting artists and their music. I hope you all are having a nice evening, and I'm your host, Ohiniwa. So before we get started, for all you interested artists out there that would like to get your music played on the Infinite L Radio Show, please listen to this.
If you are an artist and you would like to get your music played on the Infinite L Radio Show, you may do so by emailing us at ile.music@infinitelent.com. Again, that email address is ile.music@infinitelent.com.
All right, listeners, just wanted to let you know, our Poetry Jam segment that was slated to start April the 19th of 2022 at 5:30 p.m. has been put on an indefinite hold. I will have more information regarding this segment at a later date. My featured guest for this evening is reggae singer and songwriter Juan Pablo. Hello, Juan Pablo, how are you doing this evening?
I am doing amazing. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You know, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I guess I'll start by saying I'm born and raised Jamaican, but I've been living in America from the age of 13 consistently. And I'm 35 now, so, you know, I guess during that time of being here, I went to school, obviously. I went to junior high school at IS-237. I then went to Springfield Gardens High School. I then graduated from, you know, York College, you know, all while going to other colleges, trying to figure it out, but I did finalize my degree in economics at York College here in Queens. And, you know, I'm also a veteran, so I also served about 8 years in the military. And I think after that, I then, you know, tried my luck on working on Wall Street for about 5 years, which then led me to where I am now. You know, I did all of those different things leading up to this, the man I am now and the artist I am now, based off of just all of those different experiences that I've had over the years, and, you know, just all of those different trials and tribulations from just growing up in a foreign land, you know, in the beginning as a youth, just trying to figure out how to maneuver America and still maintain my culture, which is being Jamaican. It was the only thing I knew at the time, but, you know, obviously over a period of time, I grew, you know, with the people. I learned how to, you know, embrace other cultures. I've traveled, you know, to multiple different other countries to, you know, understand that all of us honestly want the same thing. We're not that different. We just go about how we live our life differently, which everyone should be given the right to, you know, without harming anyone, obviously. So all of that led me to, you know, who I am and where I am right now. I'm a singer-songwriter that lives in Jamaica, Queens. I have a family. I have a one-year-old, you know, and a fiance. I'm currently also going to school at SAE Institute to perfect and better my craft in the audio engineering space. So I'm trying to figure out how to also, you know, be a better producer engineer. So if it should call that I should do my own mixing and mastering, then that's what I will have to be doing as well. And just to also finalize it, I do also have my own, you know, company called Libra Nation. So in order for that company to be profitable at some point, I had to learn everything from a top-down approach, which is why I'm going to school right now and taking a bit of time out of being an artist to learn how to be an engineer. But I do expect by 2023, I will be doing a whole lot more, you know, showcases and just being a lot more active as far as traveling and probably performing and stuff like that. But for now, I'm a little bit, anchored down by going to this program, which I should be graduating from next year, February.
All right. You did mention that your experiences are what got you into the music industry. Can you explain a little bit more about that?
Well, I've always loved music since high school, and I've always realized that I've had an interest for it, but I was a little bit intimidated and, you know, scared, you know. I'm a kid at that point, I think, you know. So I just didn't really know how to even engage or approach the business, you know. It just looked like so much work. Over the years of just me doing other things, mastering and excelling in other industries, those things gave me enough confidence to now bring it to the industry of music.
Okay. Now, once you've been in the military, has that have a reflect experience on any of your lyrics and writing your songs?
Being someone that's served in the Army, I try to, you know, I try to be very careful of what I'm saying. Being a military member, you know, I look at us, anyone that serve, as a humanitarian. And so I kind of write my music with a bit of care, you know, knowing that the words are not just words. They come with meaning, and I just don't want to just say anything just to, because it rhymes or it sounds good or it's, you know, it's silly or whatever. But, you know, being militant definitely, you know, gives me some structure. So even when I'm even writing songs, I can write songs very fast just because I have a structure and a system. And, you know, being military, it's only been helping me. It hasn't been hurting me.
Okay. What skills that you take from that have you used in your singing career?
Oh, man, focus, discipline, you know, just being on time, just being driven, you know, working well with other, you know, other artists. You know, I can keep on going. Like, you know, just so many, you know, great qualities that are honorable about the things that we were taught in the military, just as teammates. You know, I just, you know, you learn how to play well with others, and you learn how to understand and, you know, walk in other shoes and just lead by example and never really, you know, judge a man heavily. Just try to understand his position, you know. So definitely, you know, a lot of skills.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and we're going to play one of your singles right now.
Okay.
So the single that I'm going to play is As Is by Juan Pablo.
As I.
Oh, As I. I'm so sorry. Thank you for that.
But like you say, I need your embrace. Just in case
that I love you, yeah.
Perfect man, but I'm conditioned, teaching you the runs. always firm and strong. Always try to get along, always try to sing a song. Daddy will not say you wrong. Not a perfect man, but I'm conditioned, teaching you the wrong.
As I rock you off to sleep, my only son, I will not run, I'd rather die. So don't you cry, I'll always try. As I rock you off to sleep, my only son, I will not run, I'd rather die. So don't you cry, I'll always try.
Always listen on, always know you're right and wrong. Always know the needy man, daddy will not say you wrong. Not a perfect man, both them condition, teaching you the runs. Always champion, always keep the mental strong. Always pray when lost and run, daddy will not say you wrong. Not a perfect man, both them condition, teaching you the runs.
As I rock you to sleep, my only son, I will not run, I'd rather die. So don't you cry, I'll always try.
For my listeners that may be just tuning in, that was As I by my featured guest this evening, Juan Pablo. What was the story behind As I?
As I was motivated by my son, you know, he's my first and only child, and, you know, watching his mother, you know, just give birth, you know, just going through that whole experience, just being there, you know, hand and foot, you know, the entire time, just, you know, just taking care of her as much as possible just so she could have a safe delivery, and then just to watch my son come into the world, you know, I immediately linked that to, you know, like, wow, like, you know, this is real. And I don't know how or why some, you know, other fathers would leave, you know. Obviously situations come up, trust me, I'm one of them, you know. I didn't really, you know, grow up, you know, much with my father, so just to kind of see the birth of my son and just to have a, you know, to be honest, you know, a really great relationship with my lady, it was a blessing. And, you know, that song just was easy to write. And, you know, there's a bar in there that says, you know, I'd rather die. And it's that serious, you know. And I really do love that song, you know, dedicated to my son, Caden.
That song, most fathers, I would say, I won't say all fathers, but those fathers out there that are doing right could relate truly to the song, you would say?
Yeah, I kind of, you know, made it with also the intention that, you know what, you know, there are good fathers out here and they need to be more songs that's like this, that's, you know, that's saying, listen, hey, I'm here and, you know, I'm standing through and I know it's tough. You know, I feel like that's also the message that we don't hear. We don't hear that. Yeah, I know it's tough, but it doesn't mean that I'm giving up. You know, I think the messages we keep on hearing is, oh, it's tough, and so let's argue and give up. Let's fight and then give up. Like, where is the? You know, there's no courage in that. You know, so As I is really just a song just to encourage those fathers to just keep on doing the right thing, and is to keep on being, you know, being that father and that man in your children's life.
Okay. So, positive energy for all those good fathers out there. A lot of it's all negative that I've heard.
Yeah, and I hate it. I hate it. It's, you know, if we keep on preaching those type of energy, then that's what we're going to keep on getting. You know, if you're not even, like, putting out the ideas that you desire these things, then why would someone even try to, you know, fight for it and attain it if everyone just believes it's nothing worth fighting for to begin with?
That's true. That is so true. With your experiences in positive music and these roles like this, if you were given a chance to work with any artist out there, major artist, what artist would that be and why?
Oh, man. This is a tough list. This is a tough list.
Okay.
Because I want to work with so many artists, you know, and the list is just, it's, the order is just, it doesn't really mean much, but I'll say this much. I love, till this day, Barris Hammond. So I'll first start off by, you know, saying the Godfather's name, which is Barris Hammond. I grew up on his music. I loved his music. I pretty much why I probably make feel-good music, because he's a feel-good music type of guy. So that's honestly the base of probably my music, Barris Hammond. And I would love to do a feature with him one day just to show respect and pay respect and pay homage. Another artist that I actually really respect and, you know, I've been seeing him doing his thing, that's Shaggy. Shaggy's another artist that is, you know, a Jamaican reggae artist that's, he's also, he was in the military as well at some point, you know, so I kind of look to him as an individual that kind of understands my story a little bit better than most other, you know, artists that's out there that's on a big scale, because, you know, I'm trying to work with guys that I see doing it as a profession for years, that's really, you know, keeping a nice image to themselves and still, you know, growing and building their family, and, you know, I like that type of look. You know, so Barris Hammond for sure. You know, Shaggy is another one. I like Sean Paul. You know, Sean Paul is just another, you know, big time guy that's really been holding down the industry for a long time. You know, really, really respect what he does. And then to kind of close it, you know, just to be honest, you know, I loved his music when I first heard it. Years ago, before I even started doing music, and I introduced his music to my sister, and she went ahead and pursued him, and he pretty much became one of the big deals in Queens, and that's Cranium. You know, so I would also love to do a song with Cranium at some point.
Now, with these artists, because they've been in this industry for so long, and they do that feel-good music, lyrical.
I didn't hear.
Say that again.
I didn't hear the question.
Okay. So I was saying, with these artists that you would love to work with, from a lyrical content, what's your favorite song and why?
Barris Hammond, Rockaway. it's a love song, you know. It's a storytelling song, you know. It's once again a feel good song. It brings you right back to. Let me see what kind of vibe I could set for that day. Picture a nice Sunday evening, afternoon. The weather is just really nice. You're hearing, like, you know, nice little R&B music or soul music in the backdrop. You're smelling really nice food. You hear children playing. You can literally see the beautiful roses growing. Everything is just nice and pretty. Everything is colorful. And then there's just this nice, soulful type of vibe coming in. And he's just singing, remember the song used to make you rock away. Those were the days when love used to reign, yeah. And it's just a beautiful vibe, and he's paying homage to, like, you know, other artists as well. And I grew up on that, this feel-good music. It felt so soulful, you know, soulful music, something that when you hear it, it just makes you sit and wonder and dream.
It takes you to another place. I was going to say, when you were setting the details, the story, and then you sing the song, it takes you to another place.
Yeah, it just, it's like an astral plane. You know, you're not here anymore once you're on that, once you're on that zone. Yeah, it's just a beautiful vibe. You know, imagine this even, that's why we play these type of music on sailboats and yachts and stuff, you know, over here in Queens. We go to, we have our little boat parties, and this is what we would do. We play some Barris and some Sanchez in the beginning, like some old school cats that really know how to set a vibe and just really understood how to storytell. And I think that's also the thing I love about it, the storytelling, you know, the imagery. They walk you through exactly what they're seeing, and they set an example, and that's what I really miss in music, you know, a direction.
Okay. With this storytelling,
yeah. Was
it like, how do you go about taking that storytelling and put it and performing it live in front of an audience without getting stressed or anything like that before your performance?
Well, I mean, you have to make the song relatable. You know, you know, a part of, I guess, performing isn't so much more like, you already know what you're going to say, right? I think if you already have a song and it's already out, you know, you kind of put the work in to do the, you know, a wonderful job of writing it. But as far as now performing on stage, it's a whole nother element. That's a different element, you know. But writing the song and making sure that it's something that I like and that the people will like, you know, I will not finish a song if I don't even feel confident about it, is what I'm trying to say. You know, so by the time I touch the stage, you know, I'm not trying to convince people to be convinced of the song. I'm already convinced by the song. You know, it's just for me to now do my best to convey that message to my audience. And hopefully they like it. And if they do, cool. And if they don't, cool.
So basically you like it or you don't.
Yeah, I'm not really begging for approval. You know, what I will accept is constructive criticism and, you know, well put critiques, white glove treatment type. You know, not to be babied or anything, but once again, you know, that's why I say, you know, there's different type of people in music for different reasons. You know, I'm trying to grow and become better within my craft and do what I believe is just and right within myself. That's why I'm an independent artist. No one is telling me what to do. No one is telling me what assignment to write. I'm doing everything from my own mind and heart. You know, so if I do it that way, it's always going to come off very original and very raw, you know, more so than it being, you know, scripted and ran through multiple different hands.
So it's all you and nothing but you.
All me.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play another one of your songs. This single is Reason, and it's by Juan Pablo.
Falling on my reason. So every day you take me out.
tries only calm reason. So every day, take me away. Bumble under, no designer. Work so hard, damn near lost my mind now. Now I'm kinda, better minder. You the one that mended my mind now. Now I'm fire, mercy higher. Take my time with grace and desire. What a sign, bust a prayer. Journey time, my life is so kind. Forever in my heart through the dark season. Don't hold me when I'm falling, not a reason. Only calm reason. So every day, you take me away. Mine, I wonder what we fight for. Afghanistan mess up the order. That no kafa, what a slaughter. What you did was a fucking disaster. Where's the leaders? You deceivers. What's the sense of being achievers? This is crucial, so unusual. Ignorance has become the truth now. Forever in my heart through the dark season. Don't want me when I'm falling out of reason. So every day, you take me away. You always realize when your heart bleeding.
In the Know with Ohiwa, every Thursday at 7:30 Pacific Standard Time. All right. That single that I just played was Reason, and that's by my featured guest, Juan Pablo. What was the inspiration for Reason?
Reason was inspired by an 05 Honda Civic. Once I left Wall Street and sold majority of my items that were more expensive, the first thing that I got that was very humble in my eyes was this 05 stick shift Civic I called Humble. And Humble was what I used to get around, whether it would be to the gym, everywhere. And I don't know, I just loved the car. You know, it's fun to drive. It made me feel good whenever I jumped in it and just like took a drove anywhere if I felt some type of way. And it really just kind of helped with my anxiety at the time. You know, it helped with, you know, me being in a place where I was a bit doubtful. And, you know, just a little toy like my car, which, you know, because it was stick shift, I was able to, like, really focus. And once again, everything kind of leads back to focus and some sense of alignment. And, you know, I also attach that song to, you know, to whoever have a faith and they believe in whatever maker they believe in. But I also tied it to that as well. So, you know, I wrote a song pertaining to the vibe and energy and love I had for just the experience I have while I was in my car and just kind of sitting in it. You know, I know everyone kind of have like a car story that they just sit in their car for maybe a couple of hours before they even go in their homes. But that was my car story, and I just kind of blended my car story with the idea of just always just being grateful and just always just like always having a bigger manifestation type of grand keeper, you know, watching over you if you believe in that type of stuff. And so that's where, you know, Reason kind of manifested from.
I like the name Humble. And I love the fact that you named your car that. because we all have a car currently or in the past that we named that we loved. So I get that. I do get that. With that right there, how would you best, what would be the, what is the best advice, excuse me, that has been given to you as a singer-songwriter?
Sheesh. I think on that one, you know what? The best advice, hold your head up.
Why is that?
Performing, hold your head up. Because it shows confidence. It shows that at least you are sure in what you're doing. If you hold your head down, you're not really showing much confidence. You know, hold your head up. You know, have your chest open wide. You know, I know it's a scary moment, but embrace it. Because if you look scared, think you are scared.
That I get. A lot of people could relate to that.
Yes.
Now, with that last question, what would be...
Say again? Okay.
I said, with the last question I just asked you, what would the best advice you would give to someone who's getting started in this industry today?
Know why you want this. You know, the why is always the, just know why. Just know why. Know why music, just know why you can't live without music. You know, everyone has a 9-to-5. Everyone has a job to do. Everyone has work. They must. Notice my words. Everyone must work. So if it's music you find your journey leading you to, and it's a work that you enjoy, that you have to do anyways, because like I said, you must do work. Every man and woman, everyone must work at some point. Not just because you need money, but because if you don't, you won't survive. If you don't move it, you will lose it. That means your body, your mind, your soul, your spirit, everything. So man must work. So if you do decide this level of work, just know why and just make sure you love it.
I like that. That's a good one right there. With that, if you had the power to change the music industry as it is today, what changes would you make?
Ooh. That's a tough one. Wow. I would say this. The monetary payout for artists is still a big deal. So I would definitely spend most of my time, probably until the day I die, you know, actually probably fighting against what I believe artists are worth in comparison to what we are, you know, given. So I think that's one of the things I wish, you know, if I had the power to change is just how, you know, artists are, you know, evaluated financially, because I think it's very poor.
Okay. I hear this from previous artists, that is one of the things they would sometimes change as well in interviews. Why is it so hard to get what you guys deserve?
I want to say it's because it's a lot of different hands that's involved. And the music business, from what I've been discovering, it's just by the time you get your part of the cut, you know, it's not just, it's not a lot. Because it's just the part of the music business that a lot of people miss. It's a business at the end of the day. And so I think a lot of industry members, you know, artists and stuff, we don't have a great business mind approach to how, you know, we're approaching our artistry. So one of the things also that I'm trying to do as an artist is not just rush out there and leave the business part undone, which is the publishing part, which is the sync deals, which is the, you know, these other little things that are a part of, you know, revenues that you can collect in a lot of different artists that I just think that they're uneducated about it, and there's too many middlemen that get paid because of the artist's ignorance.
Okay.
So it's that plus a lot of different hands being in the cookie jar.
Wow.
You know. Now, for instance, like I'm a singer songwriter, right? I have to pay my producer and engineer up front every time I go to record something. Let's say he made a mix and master I just didn't like. I still have to pay him again to redo it. That's upfront money for these individuals that when I put a song out, I'm only going to get pennies on a dollar, you know, for every, you know, couple of thousands of streams. So unless I'm doing shows and bringing in people, I'm not going to really make money. But now a lot of artists don't really know how to draw a fan base, and that's probably also a lot of problems for a lot of different artists as well, not knowing how to draw a fan base and build on that. And being an independent artist, obviously these platforms such as yours helps with getting us out there and building a bigger, you know, fan base. But, you know, it's not easy.
Well, I'm one of the ones that are happy to help get you guys out there so that you guys can get what you guys really deserve.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play another one of your songs, and this single is Tell Me by Juan Pablo.
Set your mind on a destination. nation. Still a healthy vice with a strong foundation. Keep it simple, just be grateful. Understand mistakes, be careful. I guess I just really care. I know that life isn't fair. Am I the one? Your champion. With ambition. Can you tell me? I'm always strong. Financial one. Dance to my song. Can you tell me?
Can you feel the frustration? Blazing. Patience is a virtue. Station. Set your mind on a destination. Still a healthy vice with a strong foundation. Keep it simple, just be grateful. Understand mistakes, be faithful.
I guess I just really care. I know that life isn't fair.
What's up, everybody? My name is Terrius, and I got a crazy entertaining new show for you on YouTube Friday night called Rhythm and Views. Listen, man, on the Rhythm and Views show, we're building a community where you can showcase your talent. If you're a music artist, we'll play your music and your videos and give you honest feedback. Also, we do mainstream music video reactions, celebrity interviews, and entertainment news. On top of everything else, we also have a segment where we highlight small business owners no matter what you do. We got you covered no matter what. So listen, this is the show you should be watching. Uploads every Friday at 6 p.m. EST on YouTube. That's the Rhythm and Views show. Let's go.
All right, listeners. That single we just heard was Tell Me by my featured guest this evening, Juan Pablo. What was the story behind Tell Me?
Tell Me was, you know, pretty much inspired by one of my sisters that was away for a while. And, you know, she finally came back home from incarceration. And, you know, I felt like that song was just an expression of just, like, how to discuss how to be patient with not having everything going right, but just know that you got to have faith, you know? So, you know, that song is just for those people that worry about if your hard work is it vain, you know, is it going anywhere? And, you know, I just wanted people to just say, listen, it's going to be fine. You know, I know you feel the frustration, you know, but just play your station, meaning just play your role, play your game. You know, stay in your lane, and you'll be fine, you know. And for those who listen to that message, they'll definitely be able to get ahead.
That's an encouraging message right there.
Yes.
The sister, I'm assuming that was a big part of why the song was written.
Yes.
Was it the love that you had for her that encouraged you to put the song out?
For sure. You know, just who she is as a person, you know, really. Like, I literally finished the song when I saw her. You know, I just felt motivated to finish the song that day. You know, I was actually talking to her about life and, you know, and I just felt the need to just finish that song that day. It was halfway written when I met up with her, and when I went down to Atlanta to visit her, I saw her, and we were able to exchange, you know,
words. And, you know, it just happened where I just found other words to put into the song and just finally finish it, because, you know, it really meant something to me at that point now. So, you know, like I said, I try to put out things that are meaningful, that come from a place of love and you know, and understanding, you know, not just music, that's baseless, that doesn't really have any real life experiences behind it or anything. So, you know, I try to pick my songs like how I pick my movies, maybe. You know, I need it to come with a bit of a suspense, a bit of a thriller, a bit of a, you know, some lessons maybe. You know, it has to be like a small book. You know, I need to enjoy it while I'm listening, or else it's just going to be a waste of time.
I get it. Juan Pablo, I want to say I truly enjoyed conversating with you this evening regarding your music.
I really appreciate the time that you laid out for me, and I'm glad that you enjoyed conversing with me as well. I enjoyed the conversation as well. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So, listeners, for all you out there that would like to get your music heard on the Infinite L Radio Show, please listen to this.
If you are an artist and you would like to get your music played on the Infinite L Radio Show, you may do so by emailing us at ile.music@infinitelent.com. Again, that email address is ile.music@infinitelent.com.
Juan Pablo?
Yes.
Before you go this evening, are there any shout-outs that you would like to make before you go?
Yeah, I guess, you know, I would love to shout-out my son, Caden, my fiance, Brittany, my mom, you know, Andrea, and just my entire Libra Nation team, the supporters that's just been on this journey with me so far. I appreciate them. You know, I've been through a lot throughout the years, and I really appreciate their patience and them in, you know, continuously giving me the encouragement when things look a bit bleak. So, you know, a big shout out to all of my supporters and everyone that, you know, take a chance on my music and a chance on my message. I really do appreciate you guys.
All right. Before you go, since you're always into your job, your music, and all that, what is it, the one thing you like to do, or multiple things you like to do when you're not doing your music?
I love to watch cartoons with my son.
I get that. I'm a cartoon.
Yeah, I love to watch cartoons with my son. I love to show him all the cartoons I grew up watching. And that's usually something that just really gels me out. You know, I go back to being a big kid for a little bit. And, you know, I love doing that. And also hitting the gym, you know. I have to do a lot of rehab to make sure I maintain, you know, this physique or this body.
Staying in shape the way you got to go right now with everything that's going on.
Exactly.
Juan Pablo, I thank you again for being on with me. You have a nice night.
You as well. Thank you.
Good night. You're welcome. Good night.
Good night.
My next show, everyone, is going to be April the 28th, 2022 at 7:30 p.m., Pacific Standard Time. There will be no featured guests, but I will be highlighting a singer and his music who goes by the name Rob Young. And I will be also featuring a song by a singer, Ali Ito. So with that said, we're coming to a close of the show. I hope you all had a nice evening. Good night.